Good afternoon, folks. We're here from Partick Free Church of Scotland, continuing. And we're glad to be out this afternoon to bring you something of the good news of the Christian gospel. We're glad you're able to be here. This is the first open-air service that we've had in 2020. Between illness and between the weather, it wasn't possible for us to get out. But we're glad to be out this afternoon and to bring you good news from the Christian gospel. We do hope you would listen for a moment or two, and if you're offered a gospel tract, that you would be happy to accept one. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace. That's just off Dumbarton Road, opposite the police station, and go up the hill. You'll first come to Thornwood Primary School, and then we're next door to Thornwood Primary School. And we give you a warm welcome to come along on the Lord's Day, which is Sunday at 11 a.m. or again at 6 p.m. And also we have a midweek meeting. We meet on the Wednesday evening at 7:30. And we would extend a warm welcome to you all to come along. As we said, we want to bring you something of the Christian gospel. It's a wonderful thing to bring to your attention. It's the most important thing that we can devote our time to. And therefore, we want to come this afternoon and to speak something concerning the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a text here in Isaiah. In Isaiah, which is in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22, where we read, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." And here, friends, we have what we might describe as the very essence of the Christian gospel. Something that you and I need to realize, that we need to be saved. We need to be saved. And in order to be saved, we need to look to another. We need to look down upon the Lord Jesus Christ and upon what he has done. And as I begin to bring the gospel to you this afternoon, I want to highlight from the scripture someone who went and looked at the Lord Jesus Christ and whose life was wonderfully and gloriously transformed. We read in the very early ministry of the Lord Jesus that a leper came to him. Now that might not mean too much to us today, but a leper in biblical times was an outcast. He was a social outcast. He had a highly infectious disease that was incurable. And the only way to get out of leprosy was either for God to cure you or you were dead. It was virtually a death sentence. And because it was highly contagious, the other people in the community would have nothing to do with a leper. And if a leper did go out and about, he would have to say something like this as he met people. He would have to say, "Unclean, unclean," so that people might keep away from him. Well, on one occasion in the early part of the ministry of the Lord Jesus, we find it in Mark chapter 1, there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Here was someone who was suffering. He would have been in pain. Yet he knelt down before the Lord Jesus and he acknowledged, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." He looked to the Lord Jesus. He looked to this one whom he had heard something about. And he went and pleaded with him. And we're told, Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." This was absolutely remarkable. No other religious teacher or leader would ever touch a leper. They would be frightened that they would be ceremonially unclean, and also that they might catch the disease themselves. And they would tell this man to keep away from us. And they would no doubt condemn this man and say that because he was a leper, he was someone who was under the judgment of God. Therefore, they would have nothing to do with this man. But here we find that the Lord Jesus had compassion on him, and he showed the extent of his compassion. He put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And immediately this man was made whole. He was cleaned. He was cleansed of his leprosy. This man went and looked at the Lord Jesus. This one came and called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, Jesus had compassion on him, and he was healed instantly. Men and brethren, it is true of us in a spiritual sense that we are just like that leper. He had a physical disease that, first of all, affected him inwardly. And by the time it affected and showed on his extremities, he was well gone, as it were. The disease had taken hold of him, and there was no hope for him. Well, in some sense, we are like the leper. We too have an incurable disease, a disease that we cannot deal with and cannot cure ourselves. It's not a medical problem. It's a moral problem. It's a spiritual problem. What is it? It's that disease that we have that is called sin. This is what the Bible recognizes that is wrong with mankind. We are sinners. And because we are sinners, we sin. And therefore, this causes us to have no relationship with the Lord our God because of sin. The Bible says of God, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look upon iniquity. And that verse would remind us that God is holy and God is absolutely pure, and he can have no fellowship with sinners. And because we are sinners, therefore that relationship that we should have with him, we do not have. What can we do? Well, as we said, we ourselves are powerless to address this issue. We cannot deal with sin. It is so powerful. Yet there is one who can. And this is indeed what the Christian gospel is all about. God has recognized our plight. God has recognized the problem and the difficulty that we face. And he has addressed it. What has he done? He has sent forth Jesus Christ, his Son, in order that he would become a man just like us and live perfectly. He would obey the law of God in thought, in word, and in deed. And he would live a perfect life, and ultimately he would go to Calvary, and there he would offer up his life as a sacrifice to make atonement for sin, for the sins of mankind. Not for his own sin, because he had no sin. It was impossible for him to sin. And that's why he was able to offer up that once and for all and sufficient sacrifice of himself on Calvary's tree. And the good news of the Christian gospel is that his work on Calvary was accepted. Why do we know that? How is that so? Well, friends, he was on the cross. He suffered and died. He was taken down dead. And he was put in a tomb. And more than that, that tomb was sealed. He was in there on Friday night, all day Saturday. But what happened on the first day of the week? On Sunday, on the Lord's Day, he arose. And he arose because God had accepted his work on behalf of mankind. And that's why we're able to come out this afternoon and to tell you this good news. And it truly is good news. It's good news because in of ourselves, we could never be reconciled to God. In of ourselves, we don't have the inclination, the desire, or the motivation to in any sense be reconciled to God. We are happy to be estranged from him by nature. But friends, there is a terrible end for those who will not be saved and will not deal with their sins. What is that end? That end is a day of judgment. As the Bible tells us, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of God, or the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And this is the end that awaits us all one day. No matter how long we might live, the day will come when we shall pass into eternity. And as soon as we pass into eternity, there will be that judgment. And what will be the outcome? The outcome will depend on what we have done with the Lord Jesus. Have we received him as Lord and Savior? Have we called upon him? Have we done what this leper did and beseeched and called upon the name of the Lord Jesus? This is why we come out this afternoon to tell you the good news that you must call upon this person. And this person alone is the one who is able to save you to the uttermost. The leper, that poor man who was full of leprosy, who was in some sense about to die, his leprosy would ultimately kill him. This man went to the Lord Jesus. This man encountered Christ, and Christ immediately cleansed him and made him new and gave him his life back again. Well, this is what happens when we become Christians. What happens to us? Our sins are forgiven. What a glorious thing that is, to have our sins forgiven. And know this, friends, no one can forgive your sins but Christ alone. No minister of the gospel, no priest, no pope or cardinal or whatever can possibly forgive your sins. Only the Lord Jesus can do this. And this man knew new life. His life was given back to him. And this is what happens when we embrace the Lord Jesus and the glorious salvation that he gives to all who will come to him. Now you might wonder to yourself, well, that was all very well 2,000 years ago. And that was all very well for that leper. But what about me? Will the Lord Jesus receive me? Will he forgive my sins? Of course, he tells us to come in the gospel. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's what he says to us. That's what he says in the gospel. That's what he says in the word of God. It's a gospel invitation to us all that we might come and avail ourselves of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We're here from Partick Free Church of Scotland continuing. I'm going to take a wee break and I'm going to ask someone else to come and bring us something from the word of God. May God bless his word to you this afternoon.
And we'll just put this on you.